Hey guys, it's Michelle B with this week's hashtag SoBookaStories, and I wanted to do something in regard to obviously what we are all dealing with the coronavirus and the lifestyle changes that we are making, self-isolation, self-quarantining, self-distancing, and working from home. And so a couple of things I want to share with you guys this week is, number one, I have a lot of resources on the SoBooka blog. You can go over to that and click on community calendars. And under that, there are links to municipalities all around South Florida, including Palm Beach County, Broward County, School District, City of Boca, Del Rey, you name it. We've got a ton of links there. So use that as a resource. I recently added the CDC link and also the World Health Organization link as well. So wanted to share that with you. That's number one. Number two, I recently wrote a blog post about working from home. I have worked from home most of my career, and mainly because I was in pharmaceutical sales, consumer health product sales, and I am a real estate agent. So I've always somewhat been a remote worker, whether it was at a Starbucks, at home, in my car. And so I put together this blog post to kind of share with people, realistically, look, here's how you can work from home successfully. Many of us still have things that we're working on, or we're looking for side hustles in the interim as we are dealing with this major, health crisis. And so if you haven't worked from home before, here are some tips for you. First and foremost, if you can find a dedicated space in your house, that's awesome. Whether that's a corner of a room, whether that is at your kitchen island, hey, maybe you'd like to work from your sofa. I have a dedicated office space in my house, and I typically try to work from there, but you know what? I get bored of my space, and so I'll move around, and if it's nice out in the springtime and the weather's cool, I may sit outside at my patio and work from there. I also know that people are not exclusively morning people, and they're not exclusively night owls. So find your vibe and when you like to work. This is one of those few times where you actually have the opportunity, in some cases, to kind of go with your energy flow. If you can. So because I'm up early, I typically am trying to get things done usually between like 6 and 8. I get a lot done. Like I've always said, by noon I've done like all my major tasks for the most part, unless I'm working on a contract, which could roll into an early evening situation. Have some boundaries with your social media. Now, y'all know I love my social media. You can follow us at SoBoka on Instagram, at SoBoka on Facebook, and we recently started a community group called Boca Raton Community Buzz. So come join us there if you're listening. But even I got to a point where I was like, damn, I have got to turn off these notifications. This is driving me out of my mind. So I actually turned off all the audio notifications. So I'm not getting ding, buzz, ringed, whatever you want to call it. And I think that will be very helpful for you if you're trying to focus on a project. The other thing is I put my phone on Do Not Disturb. Yes, I put my phone on Do Not Disturb. How about that? And I do that between 6 in the evening and 8:30 in the morning. Now, that's not to say I can't see if someone's called me or I can't see if someone has sent me a text message. It just doesn't bother me or disturb me, and it gives me control back. And right now, we all need some control in our lives. So I think that's super, super important. I'm also not your 24/7 entrepreneur realtor at this stage of the game. I used to just, grind all the time. And quite frankly, I'm hearing this from so many people that under these circumstances, it's giving us all time to pause. And not that this is a reason to do it, obviously, but it's giving people time to just pause. And so I think some of the things that I've started to implement, I was already feeling the pressure of constantly being available, right? So anyways, I think that is something for sure that you can do. This is a great time to declutter. If you have not had, you know, that extra time, start going room by room and declutter. Start with something small so you're not overwhelmed. I have a blog post on decluttering, and I also have a declutter challenge. So if you're interested in that, check out the show notes, because I will have all the links to what I'm talking about today in my show notes. But I do have a declutter challenge, and it's like a 7-day one. So it's like, in all honesty, I can tell you this as a realtor, we basically, most houses have 7 rooms. You've got 2 bathrooms, you've got 3 bedrooms, you've got a living room, dining room, and a kitchen. There you go. So if you want to add on your extra bedrooms or your garage area or your patio area, you know, there you go. But start with the space that you're going to be working in and make it pleasant. Look around your house and see, wow, what do I have? I'm big on staging my properties. And so a lot of times what I do is I look around the house and I'm like, oh, I can move this to that room. I can switch this out. You know, take some things and set them aside if they're too big and cluttery for your house right now, because you're going to be home for a while and you want to try and have the most pleasant space and open space that you can, right? So see what you can repurpose in your house, move around from room to room so it gives it a fresh feel and fresh look too, right? Get like, you know, 4 garbage bags or 4 boxes and label one donate, 1 garbage, 1 repurpose, and 1 that you're going to maybe like give to your kids or, you know, someone else. Like, in other words, you know, you can really kind of plan this out and take 1 day at a time. Okay. So once you've kind of gotten your space coordinated, I have 20 tips to help you work from home on the blog post. So you definitely want to check that out. A few of them I've already talked about. And I will tell you one thing that might help you out is get an accountability partner if you're not used to working from home. Join some Zoom meetups. People are doing Zoom virtual happy hours and get-togethers, and I think that's great. If you're a visual person like me, if you have some whiteboards, or poster board, or, you know, just a piece of paper, make your to-do list and put it right where you can see it so that you visually have that trigger all the time. And you don't forget to do things. Make sure you're taking some breaks, get up, walk around, go outside, take a walk, keep your social distancing, things like that. That'll help you out a lot. I have 15 techie and app tips on there. In regard to things that you can do in this time frame. Guys, I'm going to tell you this, and realtors have always been somewhat ahead of the curve on this. Well, no, I take that back. A small percentage of us have been ahead of the curve on using video in our businesses. And I think where we're going to be at moving forward in all businesses is we're going to find that people are going to really start using video and virtual meetings way more. So for example, right now, if you want to see a property, and there are people who are still looking, you know, we have pictures and we have videos and things like that that you can look at online. Have you thought about starting a YouTube channel for your business? You should. YouTube is amazing. It's great for your SEO. It will drive people back to your website, and there are places that you can learn how to do it. If you're interested in that sort of thing, again, I actually talk about that. And I talk about and teach agents and entrepreneurs how to use video in their businesses. And you don't have to be a pro, man. And a few years ago, and this is because I'm a geeky kind of person, who would have thought in my midlife, but it turns out I have a little geek side to me. And a few years ago, I took a boot camp on how to edit video and how to edit audio. And so I do all my own video and audio editing. And quite frankly, it's really kind of cool, because if I want to knock something out like this podcast that I'm doing today, I just use an app on my phone called Anchor. And then I download it onto my computer from the desktop Anchor, you know, app, throw it in my editing software, which I use Filorama, I think that's what it's called. And I tweak it, and add an intro and an outro, and boom, bang, boom, it's done. Now, it's not a quick process when you're first starting out, just like nothing is. But once you get it down, boom, 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 I'm telling you, it's quick. It's like when I started learning social media and I got on Snapchat in 2016, that's where I really started understanding, you know, video is where it is at. 15-second videos, people are watching, by the way. And it doesn't have to be all business all the time. And so that's when I started realizing that, wow, this is really cool. Video emails. There are platforms like BombBomb out there that people use for video emails. And there's other email CRMs that you can use to stay in touch with your client base right now. So you just have to make sure that whatever you're doing, you're a resource, you're not selling, and that, you know, you can come from a place of helping. And so video is where it's at. And, you know, I always, you know, like to share, look, no matter what your age is, and when I teach my Engage at Any Age classes for different associations and for RE/MAX, for example, you know, I know that a good chunk of the real estate agents are over the age of 50, and 62% are women, midlifers who are trying to navigate these waters. Well, you know, my friends that are listening right now, who are entrepreneurs and small business owners, a lot of people are in the same demographic, you know, like in like 40s and up, going, I don't know how to do this. And I'm here to say it's not hard. It's just pick a platform and use your phone. Don't need anything fancy. By the way, nobody likes how they look. Nobody likes how they sound. I get it. But it is what it is, and thank God for filters. if you've got a kid in your house, a millennial, and you're not sure what to do, have them help you. Reach out to me. I'll show you how to do it. It's really kind of, it's not hard. It's just a matter of understanding a few of the little tweaks that you have to do. You know, how do you save it? Oh, 15 seconds. Okay, how quickly do I need to talk? What kind of caption do I need to put on there so people know what I'm talking about? That's the kind of stuff. So right now you've got an opportunity to learn some techie things. You also have an opportunity to clean up your phone. If you're one of those people who has lots of apps on your phone or lots of photos, go ahead and organize them. Set up albums on your phone and organize them. That's what I do. I organize like photos for the beach, when I'm dining out, wine, my dog, vacation, home decor. So if I take pictures around town, for example, which I do all the time, or if I'm, you know, where I document my day, that's what I do. So I organize them basically so that if I need a quick video or I need a quick photo for Instagram or Facebook or Pinterest or LinkedIn or whatever, I have them in albums already. It saves me a lot of time. Organize your contacts in your database. Learn how to use Canva. Canva is a great graphic program. It's fantastic. And get rid of apps that you're not using. So those are a few techie tips. I have more on there, so check that out. Also, this is a time for self-care. Self-care is so important right now. Whether you pray, meditate, do yoga, maybe you have a hobby like cooking. My husband loves to cook. He finds it very relaxing, and he's always cooked. Like, in our marriage, we've been married 30 years. He is the cook in the family. That's it. That's our deal. And I'm the cleaner. but he finds it very relaxing. So there you go. There's a free meditation app called Calm. Okay. Exercise, move every day. Sit outside if you can and get some sunshine. That's always important. Have a little DIY spa day at your house. Let's face it. All of the stores have face masks, they have body scrubs, they have hair treatments. Take advantage of this time and do what I used to do on a Saturday morning with my mom. I would do an egg white mask, manicure, things like that. Now, is there a downside to working from home? Of course there is. There's distractions and you have to stay self-motivated and you need to stick to a routine, and that's not always easy because, again, I know there's a lot of parents out there with kids that are home, and so how do you set up that time where you get your work done and they're getting their work done? honestly, my kids are millennials, and I don't have a good answer to that. I can only suggest that you check out some of the parenting and mom blogs out there. And there's some good articles on things that they're doing. And I'm seeing some very creative parents on Facebook right now. And I'm just loving it. My dog Brody, who I feature on my TikTok account and on Instagram, he is a whiny guy. And for lack of better terms, he's a gassy, farty dog. And it never fails that I will be on an important phone call or on a video conference and that dog farts. Oh, yeah. That's a distraction. Trust me. It's like, oh, seriously. So I know there's tons of distractions. So I've got a bunch of things that I know are distractions on there. But anyways, for right now, I thought I would just share some of the things that I do. And, you know, it's helped me work from home over the years. And I'm you know, I get a lot done. And I've always enjoyed my peace and quiet. For lack of better terms, I don't enjoy going to an office, so I don't. So if you have any tips, I'd love to hear them. This is on my blog, soboca.com, S3Os, boca.com. It's also pinned on Pinterest. So if you're a pinner, organize your boards right now and get rid of boards that aren't serving you. If you're in business, Pinterest is fantastic for driving views to your blog and your website, which is fantastic, or landing page or whatever. It's also a great time if you are a coach to, you know, go through what you've put together. I will tell you, because I do online courses and webinars for real estate agents and entrepreneurs, I finally went through my MailChimp and organized all of my links on a spreadsheet on Google Drive. So now I have all my landing page links in one place and all of my, you know, all of my links in one place. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I actually have a lot of stuff. And I think that's the big thing. Like, I'm watching people even clean out their houses like, wow, I found 10 bucks. I found a gift card. I found this and that. So there you go. And if you are local to Boca, please join our Boca Raton Community Buzz group. It's really open to Delray, Boca, Highland Beach, and Deerfield Beach, locals and businesses. And I'd love to see you there. And let me know how I can support your business. And, you know, we're in this together. So I hope you guys have a productive week. And we'll all collectively breathe together and just try to get through this. I hope you guys have a kind and peaceful day.